Wizard rock is a subgenre of music where it's all about the Harry Potter series. And it didn't exist before brothers Paul and Joe DeGeorge created it, performing in Gryffindor ties and Harry Potter glasses. The Massachusetts-based duo, Harry and the Potters, plays at the Eugene Public Library this Sunday. Paul spoke with KLCC's Ani Katz.
We didn't set out to start a genre or anything. We were more inspired by other bands who were doing similar things, not necessarily about the Harry Potter books. There's a band called the Zambonis we loved, and they only played songs about hockey. So we love this idea of setting up this rigid structure in which to write songs from. And in a lot of ways, it's very liberating because you get freed to explore like really minute details. And that's part of the fun, I think, of Wizard Rock as a whole, is it gives you an opportunity to dig back into the books and kind of notice things you may not have noticed the first couple times through.
Were you surprised by the success of your band?
Oh, absolutely. When we first conceived of this band, we thought this might be a chance to play like some kids' birthday parties, sort of like a weekend kind of thing, you know, just like booking fun, weird little shows in some local libraries. But we didn't know at the time, and this is going back like 15, 16 years now, but what we didn't know was there was this entire Harry Potter fandom out there. And so once they caught wind of what we were doing, we kind of almost instantly had this fan base through this global network of Harry Potter fans. And that's what enabled us to start touring.
So who do you see at your shows, speaking of that Harry Potter fan base?
We're playing mostly libraries. We're doing that very intentionally, in part because libraries, they're a truly accessible space and that they're designed around all members of their community. So rather than playing in like a dark bar or something, it's great to be able to play libraries where parents feel comfortable either taking their kids or sending their kids. Now, it's a real wide mix. It's the same as Harry Potter. These books have this sort of wide, wide demographic appeal, and that's part of what makes them so successful. And we've been fortunate that our music has also translated, apparently, in that same way.
The album that you're currently touring for, Lumos, is about the seventh book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And the book itself can be political, and this album is quite political. Like, one of the names of the songs is On the Importance of Media Literacy Under Authoritarian Rule, which one could say we could find parallels with in our current atmosphere right now. Can you speak a little bit about writing this album kind of during this time in our country?
We felt like if we were going to continue to tour and to perform, we wanted to have some songs in the set that could speak to the current political moment. And there's so many parallels from the seventh Harry Potter book. A couple of the other songs we have on the album, there's one about pure-blooded supremacy and this bogus notion of blood purity that's pervasive in the wizarding world. And some people have been asking me, like, are those themes too advanced for young kids? And I think, no, that's absolutely the problem, is that young people need to start unlearning these things as soon as possible.
You, along with a couple of other people, have formed the nonprofit group, the Harry Potter Alliance. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
The Harry Potter Alliance is taking a cute ride out of the book from Hermione and Harry as they form Dumbledore's Army as a way to sort of teach their classmates how to, you know, become activists. And that's generally the mission of the Harry Potter Alliance, is to train a new generation of activists. One of the biggest accomplishments of the Harry Potter Alliance has been, pretty early on, a fan came and said, hey, you know, Warner Brothers is making these chocolate frogs, right? And chocolate is a problematic commodity where 70 to 80% of the world's chocolate comes from Ghana, and there's a lot of labor issues and maybe even some child slavery issues involved. So we started this campaign called Not in Harry's Name. It was actually a very, very long campaign. It took at least 5 years or so. And now, if you flip over a chocolate frog or any other chocolate product in like the Harry Potter theme park, you'll see that they're all either fair trade or Utz certified.
Paul DeGeorge of Harry and the Potters speaking with KLCC's Ani Katz. The band plays a free show at the downtown location of the Eugene Public Library this Sunday at 6 p.m.